This week, the Los Angeles Times is running a series on homicide in Los Angeles County. It is a revealing and massive study of murder over the years 1990 to 1994, more than 9,000 homicides all told. A team of reporters analyzed mountains of data to find out how many murders result in punishment and which homicides are more likely to go unpunished. Ted Rohrlich is one of the authors of the LA Times series. He says it was inspired in part by all the coverage that was given to the murder trial of O.J. Simpson.
One of the factors that we were interested in exploring was the degree to which the O.J. Simpson trial was an aberration. We wanted to take a look at how the system works for people not named O.J. Simpson.
Well, how has it worked for the thousands of people who were not named either Nicole Brown Simpson or Ronald Goldman, that is, the victims of the thousands of murders in recent years in Los Angeles?
Not as well as I think reasonable people would hope. We found that getting away with murder is not the exception in Los Angeles County. It's the rule. We found that only half of all willful homicides lead to arrests and people charged with murder or manslaughter. And we found that only a third of the cases, when all is said and done, end with anyone convicted of murder or manslaughter.
How does the finding that, that as you say, most murders do go unpunished in the county, how does that stack up historically over the years?
It's a big change. We found that, looking back about 25 years ago, that about 4 out of 5 murders were solved and that they got into the court system. And one of the big factors responsible for the change has been what we call a seismic shift in the nature of homicides when taken as a group.
You mean that in the past, homicide was typically a crime committed by someone who was known to the victim, usually within the family, I guess.
Exactly so. The Centers for Disease Control did a study, an epidemiological study, in the city of Los Angeles, which is a goodly portion of the county, in the 70s, looking at the nature of homicides, and found that about half were committed inside by people who knew one another and therefore were pretty easy to solve. And about a quarter were on the streets by strangers. And our study indicates that that proportion has reversed, that now about half are the more difficult to solve murders on the street, many of which are committed by gangs or people involved in criminal drug-dealing cartels or strangers, and those are more difficult to solve, and about a quarter are committed inside by people who know one another.
Mm-hmm. When you compare the races of the victims of homicides, white, Latino, and black, you find that it is more likely for the crime to go unpunished if the victim was a minority victim.
That's right. We found that the odds that killings of whites would be solved were 1.4 times greater than the odds that killings of blacks and Latinos would be solved when the statistical analysis took into account information about the victims and the circumstances of the crimes, such as whether they were hard-to-solve killings of strangers or easier-to-solve domestic killings.
Now, to return to the questions that were raised by the O.J. Simpson criminal trial, the Los Angeles police didn't come out of that trial in a very good light. What did you conclude about how well the LAPD is doing, or how to what degree they're responsible for so many murders going unpunished?
Our overwhelming sense of the system and what we reported was that the police are overwhelmed, that there are just too many killings to handle effectively. The police acknowledge that they do not have time to follow up every credible lead in a homicide. I think that says it.
Ted Rohrlich, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Ted Rohrlich is one of the authors of a series in the Los Angeles Times this week. It's called And Justice for Some, Solving Murders in L.A. County.